Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm going to go out to North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in Cleveland's own, or I should say what, Shaker Heights' own, Chris Rose. Welcome to the show. Chris, you're always on with Baskin and Phelps. We wanted to get some love.
Yeah, of course. Well, it'll be nice that I don't have to yell at Andy for, 10 minutes or so. So this will be a nice little change-up.
Well, we'll get to talking about BattleBots in just a second because I'm excited. We're all excited. We're launching a brand-new era of BattleBots. It's back for, quote, an all-new season of Metal Munching Mayhem. And, Chris, as we know, we all need a little bit more Metal Munching Mayhem in our lives because what are we even doing here without it?
Yeah, it's like one of the it's the fifth food group. You're munching on mayhem, so it's perfect. It's interesting because Baskin is a big BattleBots guy, so he's going to be jealous about this whole talk that we have because he always asks me whenever I come on. It's basically every Wednesday with him. He's like, when's BattleBots start? We actually started last Friday on Discovery. We've got a re-air coming your way on Science Channel on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. And for people that haven't seen the show before, it's basically a pair of 250-pound robots inside of a bulletproof glass cube. And they're going at it for 3 minutes a pop, and it's awesome. The nice thing is, even though it sounds a little cheesy, it is like family viewing. It's one of the few shows that everybody can enjoy, whether it's your 80-year-old grandparent or a 6-year-old kid. There's a little something in it for everybody. If you just like to see stuff blown up, that's cool. If you're into the engineering and design world and you want to get into robotics as a kid, that's cool too. So, these are passion projects for these people. This is, we don't pay them a ton of, well, certainly not me, but, the BattleBots people, they're not paying them a ton of money to go out and do this. This is just something that they love, and they'll go to work, and at the end of the day, they'll work on this BattleBot, and then it can get blown up in 15 seconds or cut in half by blades that are spinning 250 miles an hour. So it's pretty crazy stuff.
Chris Rose joining us on the show. Who's doing the broadcast with you?
So this will be the fourth year I do it with Kenny Florian, UFC fighter. Yes, and Jenny Taft, who's actually over in Paris right now, covering the Women's World Cup for Fox and FS1, did some great behind-the-scenes stuff. We took a little different turn. She spent a lot of time in the pits. And imagine this. There's like 60 robots back there that are getting repaired throughout the, throughout the entire process. And so she's back there kind of taking us back down this emotional roller coaster that these people are a part of, and it's really interesting stuff this year. That's kind of the big change that we made.
I was just glad you didn't tell me Bill Dwyer, because there's no way I'm tuning in if it's Bill Dwyer again, Chris. I'm sorry.
I miss Bill Dwyer.
It's not gonna happen. I don't. That's fine. Go
ahead.
Come
on. I'm worried about season 7 of this, Chris. Is that where, like in an episode of Black Mirror, the robots actually take over the entire broadcast, and they end up killing the studio show host
Black
and moving
Mirror
on.
Reference. Wow.
Sorry. Well, let me tell you this. If we ever get to season 7, they can do that. And as long as my insurance is paid up, everybody in the Rose family will be happy.
Chris Rose, join us on the hotline. Hey, I want to ask you a stupid hypothetical because it's a slow time of the year, and it did lead off our Summer Hack Topic Series, which we're excited to launch into once again this year, a tradition unlike any other, which was, would you take Browns 16-0 and then a Super Bowl championship, so 19-0, would you take it right now, sign up for it, if the only stipulation is you're not allowed to watch any of it live or listen to any of it on the radio or go to any of the games? You only get to catch all the action at the end of the season.
Oh, boy, that's a great question.
No, you think it's a stupid question, don't you?
Just wanted to be nice, Chris.
No, you always play out these scenarios. Like, would you take a Super Bowl if it meant that you would have, maybe never win a game the rest of, your time on Earth or something like that. God, that's a good one. I don't think so.
Smart man.
A lot of the joy for me, for me is being able to watch and tune in. And this is going to sound weird to your younger listeners, but we didn't always get the Browns games when I was growing up. You know, we had the blackout rule, which was kind of still in effect, but you know, if you'd always make sure that the team was sold out by Friday at 1 o'clock, because if not, then it was going to be blacked out. And if you weren't going to the game, then be a mess. But for my family, so occasionally you'd have to listen to the games on radio. Although we had season tickets, I didn't go to every game as a kid. But from 1978 through the year they moved in 1995, I missed one game, whether it was going to the game on TV or on radio, and that's because I was flying to a funeral. So for my family, like, this was it. The Browns were, we based vacations around them. So, you know, I want to see them. I want to enjoy that.
Chris Rose, join us on the hotline. Let's talk about some Indians baseball, because they've shown some signs of life. We killed them off last week. Here we go. We were doing polls, and the majority of Clevelanders were saying, yeah, season's over. Yet they're only a game and a half out of the wild card. However, even with good series against the Red Sox, the Yankees, the Twins, they're still 10.5 back, 11 in the loss column. What do you think their status is?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be really, really tough to make up that ground on Minnesota, because over a 10-game stretch, I don't see the Twins going 2-8 and us being able to go 8-2 and make up six games. I think that's probably asking a lot. So then you ask the question, well, are you willing to roll the dice for the wild card? Because can this team knock off a Houston or a healthy New York, or heck, even a Minnesota if they end up getting the top seed in a 5-game set? You know, I don't know. The offense has looked better over the last 10 days to 14 days, but is it consistent enough? And that's the big question, because even if they feel like they're still going to be in it all year, I don't see them adding a significant piece to the offense. Do you?
I don't see how they would, except for bringing up Bobby Bradley, who we feel like is just wasting all these home runs in the International League.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm talking about, is that if they continue to improve, it's going to have to come from within. And whenever I was on with a basket of Phelps, I said that's basically the deal here, gang, is that if the Indians are going to improve, don't look for the front office to make monumental changes. I mean, you might bring up guys, you know, like an Oscar Mercado, like a Bobby Bradley, but that's where the difference is going to come. It's not going to become them wheeling and dealing. Now, at the same time, Brad Hand's value is not going to get any higher than it is right now. Hmm? Like, he is considered elite in today's relief game. And if you could get an Aroldis Chapman-type deal for him, which I think you could, based not only on need, but the fact that he is very, very reasonable financially over the next couple of years, you might have to pull the trigger on that one.
Yeah, the tough part of that, and we're talking to Chris Rose right now, we have debated this. Brad Hand is under control. We want to be able to get right back in the thick of things a season from now.
Yep.
You know symbolically what that would mean if they trade Brad Hand.
Yes. Yeah, it would mean that, you know, you'd also be willing to deal Bauer, most likely, too, right now. And those are the two biggest trade chips we've got. I know that Bauer has not been Bauer the last, basically, it's been almost 6 weeks now. But that's what, you know, listen, the Indians are a real smart front office, and people can yell and kick and scream about what we didn't do in the offseason. We're all upset about it. But at the same time, you know, you could turn this thing around fairly quickly. You know, the offense is still kind of a mess for the most part. You know, Mercado's done a really, really good job. He's given them solid at-bats. Roberto Perez, this is the best he's ever played offensively. Frankie is back to being Frankie. You know, Jose's still on the side of a milk carton, unfortunately. And Kipnis has been a little bit better, but not... he's certainly not all the way back. So, you know, they're going to have to make tough decisions. And I would expect them more likely to pull the trigger and start selling than to fight for a wild card. But that's just a guess here.
All right. Always love watching Chris Rose on various television networks. And now, again, with BattleBots coming back, terrific job. And we look forward, hopefully, to talk to you again. Steal you from Baskin and Phelps.
Yeah, it's really not stealing. I could be like, you know, it'd be like, I could be like the child in a divorce. I could hop between shows. It's perfectly fine. I'll love you both the same.
Andy will appreciate that. All right, thanks, man. Let's talk to you again.
Guys, take care.
All right, there he is, Chris Rose on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Looking forward to that. Kenny, I think his thoughts on the Indians are you could hear it in his voice. I mean, he is a diehard Indians fan. He hosts a baseball show nationally and never stops, especially remember in 2016. He was wearing all the gear on national TV, was irking people from around the country. That guy, you could hear it. It's painful right now to talk about the fact that they've dug themselves into a 10.5 game hole in this division.
I have to look at what the rest of the division is. Now, the division sucks, and you've been bad against the division. But if I look at the stretch of games coming up between now and July 7th, there's a lot of chance for you to make up ground and then maybe get into a nice rhythm. And not in the division against the Twins, but take over and be one of the two wild card teams and put yourself in a position where people are going to be a little bit happier with you. You obviously have to win a bunch of these games. The Texas series for four games coming up on the 17th, that's going to be a big one to a lot of people because that's actually a decent team that's competing in the wild card. Everybody else, you can make hay against this garbage. But you've had so many problems against the division, it's hard to be taken seriously even when you win two games against the Twins that are good and two games against the Yankees that are good. Because I would like to say that, okay, you're playing well against good teams, I should be able to take you seriously, but if you're not beating the teams that you should, how can I sit there and say that you have this realistic chance yet? I can't say that just yet. But if you take care of this business, then I can put your feet to the fire and say, well, wait a minute. Why are we getting rid of guys? Why are we selling guys if you're able to do this and then put yourself in a position to be in the wild card? Because what if they do go on a run? What if by July 7th, at the end of that Cincinnati thing, you're looking at it in a little bit different of a light? And you're thinking, wow, you've won a lot of games against, yeah, Detroit and Kansas City and Baltimore and Cincinnati, but you've still been able to put yourself in a position with the wild card. Imagine what you could do if you went out and got X, X, and X for these type of players that you have. So you're getting to a point where I think that the ownership is going to be a lot more comfortable if they put up or shut up. Meaning that if they can go on some sort of a tear and prove that they can do something, even though it's against lacking competition, but prove that they can do something, maybe you get something out of it. I still think that we're really climbing a steep hill there, but you can try to make that argument. But honestly, you're getting to a point right now where I need to know whether you is or you ain't, whether or not you're an actual contender or you're officially dead.
I just think we know a lot about the Indians. Obviously, we don't know what the situation is. Bobby Bradley can come up and Mercado could continue to play this well like he has so far. You know, when pitchers get a little more familiar with him and there's more tape on him. With all of that said, hey, Kenny, if they don't end up trading Bauer or Hand, they just hold on to those guys and then they fall short. This whole season feels like
Understood.
A failure because you missed an opportunity to trade guys and get some. And by the way, Bauer still gets you a massive haul right now. I know he hasn't pitched well in 6 weeks, like Chris Rose said. But Brad Hand, I mean, he's a reliever, Kenny. In 2 years, what do you expect Brad Hand to be? These
Probably
guys fall
much.
Apart all
yes,
the
they do.
Time. Even
and
the best,
I get
Andrew
what you're
Miller.
Saying. I get what you're saying. The team that I think I have to compete with, Boston, they have four against Texas starting tonight. Then they have Baltimore. Minnesota's tough. Toronto, Chicago, New York for two, then Toronto again. So there is a little bit of a chance. So right now, the way I look at it from now to July 7th is that I'm going head-to-head against Boston, hoping to not lose any ground and hoping to make something up and maybe take over with that lead. Because they have a lot of opportunity, give or take with Texas coming up here tonight, give or take with Minnesota coming up on June 17th next Monday, where you can make up some ground in the wild card. So no, I can't say that they're dead. 216-578-0092. Yesterday, Lima ran into John Dorsey. He could not bear to say hi to John Dorsey because according to him, he was afraid John Dorsey was going to quiz him about the Cleveland Browns and their future. By the way, you don't have to do this if you decide between the break and then that you don't want to do it. But next,
we'll do it.
We are going to quiz Anthony on his Browns knowledge. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.